This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Julia Zemiro.
Hi, this is James Rain.
Hi, this is Cameron Daddo.
Hi, this is Beck Runger.
Hey, this is the Potbellies.
Hi, this is Roger Sanchez.
Hi, this is Tina Cousins.
Hey, what's up? This is Jack from Fun.
Hi, this is Casey Donovan.
Hi, hello there. Hi, this is Frank Woodley, and you're listening to Joy 94.9, which is preferable than Sadness FM.
Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9. Good afternoon, Melbourne. Michael here driving you home on this Monday afternoon. It is 25th of January, 2 minutes past four in Melbourne right now. And we have quite a show for you until 7 o'clock coming up. Walk the Moon in the studio and Leo had a bit of chat to them. You'll hear that shortly. We could chat about the big V Pride match coming up this weekend. We've got Mons Zermelur coming up later on as well. Some of Melbourne's fantastic uplifting music. And in the studio, just about ready to go, a man who will make me, well, poo my pants most likely. However, let's get started with a janthem. It's Jay Nitti and Sarah C. This is Deep In My Soul. It's Michael driving home right here on Joy. It's a janthem from Jane Indy and Sarah C. It's Deep In My Soul right here on Joy 94.9. And goodness gracious, we have got in the studio a man, a master mentalist in 2007. He won a TV show called The Successor. He took over from Mr. Uri Geller, you know, the man who bends things, that man. He's taken over from him and he's already shown his worth in the studio, throwing Leanie's glasses practically across the room. He's performed in 42 countries around the world. He's worked on Jerry Seinfeld, Arnie Schwarzenegger, and my favourite so far, Zac Efron. And who wouldn't like to work on Zac Efron? He has been in Sydney in May last year, and he's back in Australia. The man is Leo Suchard. Hello, Leo.
Hello. Oh, how are you guys?
Look, it's wonderful.
Why do you look so scared?
Leo and Leanie are in the studio as well because...
As witnesses.
Because there needs to be... people seeing what's going on in here.
Michael, I have to ask you a first question before we even start.
Yes.
I'm going to write a little message for you here. It's a simple message, just start with. And we're shooting this to prove this. So if you can look at the camera.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you, I'm going to give, hold this. You can hold this. Okay. Can you tell us a two-digit number, whatever you want? Just say a two-digit number.
So say that loud?
Yeah.
72.
Why did you say 72?
Just because I felt like it.
I wrote here.
No.
I wrote here, Michael will say 72.
That is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Really?
Can you do that with anything, like colours or things or places in the world or...
It's possible. It's possible. Let's do this, for example. It's a good question. It's a great question because the idea is to get information from people's minds. It's a combination of influencing people and reading their minds. So let's start again. Leo, if I would draw like a circle, imagine a circle, and I would ask you to draw something inside, what would you draw inside?
What's that?
A what?
What's that?
Yeah, sir.
A star.
Sorry, what? Star, okay. And Michael, what would you draw?
Triangle.
So many people have different thoughts, and all our listeners now are thinking of different things. I can tell you that statistically, most people think of a smiley face or a house. So
yeah.
I didn't ask you what you're drawing, but I hope it's not a smiley face or a house.
No, it's not.
So can you imagine this square, circle, and inside you have something. And I want you to think of all these associations that it gives you.
Yes.
You think it's something more original than a square or something?
The picture that I drew earlier?
Yes,
it's definitely more original.
Anyone here knows it?
No one.
By the way, did you tell me anything?
No.
Did we set something up?
No.
It's fair, correct?
Yes.
Now look at me. And now just start to think of all the associations and comes to your mind and you're thinking of there's a sand. You think of sand. And there's an ocean.
There's
an ocean as well. And you are, 1 second, are you thinking of a movie also? Something? I'm not sure.
No. I don't know if it's
about
a movie.
Maybe something else. let me think for a second. This is like sand and ocean, and there's, it's like an animal, kind of like an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can say it. And I feel like how do you call those cloths?
Yeah.
Like two cloths. How do you call this thing when it goes to the?
For what cloths? What do you mean? What sort?
How do you call this little thing that goes on the beach?
Oh, a crab.
A crab? Like
crab.
With the two...
The claws.
What picture were you thinking of?
I drew a crab.
Oh, you were thinking of a crab?
Yeah.
There we go.
Leni. You drew... So before we came into the studio,
and nobody
you
saw
drew a
it.
Picture. And yeah. No one saw it, and you drew a crab.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So...
That's really good.
Leo, we need to get our... just to centre ourselves for a second.
Yes.
Would you like anyone to send in anything to possibly...
Yeah, I'm going to try something that I never tried before.
Okay, go.
People can send text messages, right?
Yep.
So first of all, we have to do something completely random. So Leo, choose a number from 1 to 10.
That's that.
10, yeah.
8.
8. So I'm going to ask people to text here yep. name of playing cards.
Okay.
Playing cards. And the 8th card. So it's completely mm-hmm. random, right? The 8th yep. card, mm-hmm. unless you want to change your 8 to something else.
8's good.
8's good. So the 8 SMS card mm-hmm. will be our card. And if I'm right, I predicted something about this card. And I don't know who's going to send the text. And I don't know from where. So I just want to know what is the 8 card. So people, listeners, there's... Text whatever you want, Ace of Spades, Two of Hearts, Three of Diamonds, whatever you want. Just text the name of a card.
And will you know something about that person who SMSs in?
No,
or?
Actually try to know even more than that. It's going to be interesting. So I've been traveling all over the world, performing and reading people's minds. And now I came here because our opening show here in Melbourne mm-hmm. on this Friday and Saturday, the Comedy Theatre. And this is a crazy show with audience participation filled with mind reading and mind influencing and creative paradoxes and lots of humor and comedy. So you're all welcome to come and watch it, by the way. It's a great, great show.
It was so cool before when we were all listening to the music and you mm-hmm. said for me to close my eyes and you made me think of Leo
yeah.
and you were touching, him. Apparently you were touching Leo's nose
and, you felt
and
it.
I felt it.
Yeah, there's lots of those things in the show. The show is made of it's completely full audience interaction. I can get people on stage and I never embarrass, of course, anyone. It's a lot of fun stuff. I can ask, for example, Leo, spontaneous question. Just say yes or no. First love, it's something that, I mean, it's like a long, long time. Do you remember your first love?
Yes.
Is there anybody here knows your first love?
No.
Did you ever tell me your first love?
No.
Okay, so look at me. Can you tell me what was your age back then, approximately?
Probably 5 or 6.
So it's like puppy love.
Yeah.
And there's no way in the world that I could know this name
no.
right now. Okay, so if I guess this name, you'll probably freak out, I think. Let me look at you, for example. Let's just look at me. Can you think of the first letter for me? Just
mm-hmm.
think of C. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I think he was 5 years old, your first love. I think her name was... What's happening here?
Her name was
Caroline, maybe? Caroline?
Oh, my God.
Caroline. That's right.
Right. While Leo cleans himself up, send through your playing card 0427JOY949. This is Years and Years, the Dean Dove remix of Eyes Shut. Oh, goodness. It's going to be one of those afternoons. You're on
How
Joy.
How did you do that?
Oh my God, you're on Joy 94.9 and I have somehow, I've got Lior Sucha in the studio, master mentalist who is able to make forks turn into crazy things. He actually just turned a fork into an absolute little twisty, twisty thing.
I'm just looking at it.
Oh, well, now he's looking.
What? God, it just fell off.
The man has made the forked head fall. Come, it's like just a clean break.
And
off
it's not
the
hot.
Fork.
Check, it's not hot.
It's not hot. It's cold. Are you the work of the devil? Is that is
no?
That,
I prefer to say work of the angels, but it's better.
So can you tell us about how you discovered you could do this?
When I was 6 or 7 years old, I started to move objects without touching them. I was, you know, like I did with this or with the glasses before, but I flipped them without touching them. And I had a very good intuition about people. I could sense people. I could read people. I could know how people are thinking. And I love to perform. So I always find myself showing some tricks to people and doing lots of mind stunts. It's not a magic trick. It's based off the abilities of the mind. Body language reading, psychological principles, extrasensory perception, intuition, influencing, lots of those elements together, and combined with my love to the stage, I became a mentalist and I started to perform.
So you really, well, you'd be able to tell me more, but I'd imagine that you'd have really no limit to what you could do with this
There's
skill.
There's no limits. And I can tell you something like this. The show that I came here to do, I'm doing it all over Australia, and the first show is here in Melbourne, and I'm glad to do it. Those shows, there's no limits to those shows. There's the audience are experiencing this crazy. Remember how you were a little bit doubtful if you should come here?
I was completely doubtful.
Because you thought, I don't know, will it embarrass me or not? This is all fun. There's no embarrassment. This is all fun and unbelievable stunts. And it's unlike a show that you're sitting down and you're watching the artist or the singer or something like that. Here, you're actively taking a part in this show. So the entire audience are in the show, making decision at the show and experiencing unbelievable things. And they experience things that impossible and they see that it's possible. From crazy guesses to influencing parts and crazy predictions and paradoxes and things like that.
We're wanting you to send through an actual playing card. So like, you know, three of spades or ace of diamonds,
whatever
or whatever you like. Send it through to 0427JOY949, or you can even email onair@joy.org.au. Let us know what card you have chosen and we'll choose one from the lot, see if we all can guess it.
The eighth one.
The eighth one. So you need to get sending your cards in. Got a couple. Keep going. Keep sending them through so we can
just send
add
cards.
Them to the list. Now, Lior, I know that you have been... You're so good that you actually, I was watching some of your stuff and you actually guessed the name of someone's unborn baby.
Yeah, I did that.
Do you just walk into a room and think, do you know what? I'm going to pick you today.
Well, it's based on the audience. It's very spontaneous. I mean, I can do lots of things. I can give you a little bit spoiler about the show. Imagine that you're holding a bill in your hand. Do you have money on you?
Any?
No. I do.
Can you just give him a note? Any note? Doesn't matter.
I'll get it back whole though, won't I?
Nah, I don't know. It depends how
it's
much.
It's 20.
It's a 20. Oh, perfect. So there should be here, like a number or something.
A little
here?
Serial number somewhere at the top. There, Leo, can you see that?
Yeah. So look at the last three digits for me. You got it?
Okay, yeah.
So now you have this. Okay, so you just thought of nine? You had like a nine over there somewhere?
No.
Last three or four digits? Nine or one? Maybe?
Yes.
There's a one? And there's a zero also?
No.
Sorry? Let me just think about it. No, it's difficult. Well, I'm not used to Australian money.
Well,
yet.
It's different. That's right. It's plastic.
Oh, but it's actually... I felt nine for sure, zero and a two.
Two, definitely.
At the end?
Yes.
Oh, so you see? So, by the way, this shows... Can I look with you for a second? So at the end, you can see... Oh, you can see nine. You can see the two and the one.
Yes.
That I said. No, right at the end.
And he's looking at the top and you're looking at the bottom.
Oh, exactly. So you could, it shows you, by the way, that unlike a magic show, this is genuine. And there's a small mistake. It's fair, it's good. Because what makes the show so great is that it's a full audience participation. This is a radio show. So if I ask all of you, for example, to think of a famous song, you have a famous song.
Yes.
I actually ask you to think about it, but not to say it to me.
No.
So just look at me.
Yes.
And when I say now, you're going to sing this song in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But only in your mind. Make sure it doesn't slip from your mouth.
Okay.
Because if you say the song and then I reveal it, it's less impressive. Okay?
Right, okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Start to sing the song in your mind now. You got it? Okay. Perfect. This is a woman singing.
Yes.
This is a one woman. It's not a band. It's
a
one woman because I can actually hear the whole process of you singing. It's kind of like a pop song.
Yes, it is a pop song.
It's a pop song.
Of course it's a pop song. Of course it's a pop song.
Let's see if it's... are we talking about the 90s?
No, not the 90s. No.
Sorry, even before 80s.
Yes. Before, yes.
80s. Yes. Okay, this is interesting. First, let's think about the singer, the actual singer. Okay. So look at me. Now, did you ever tell me this information?
No.
Look at me. This is... You like this singer?
Occasionally, yes.
Occasionally, this is you think of Kylie Minogue.
Yes, I am.
You think of Kylie Minogue, but she has many, many songs.
She has many songs.
Many songs, and you're thinking of a song. You think of Locomotion.
I just really swore on air. I was very close to swearing on air. What? How? How does that work?
Okay, let me explain.
Easy. He's a gay man.
No, but there are so many more I could have chosen.
You could have chosen many, many songs. Come on.
Oh.
Many, many songs.
That was great. Pick mine. Mine's harder.
Exactly. Oh. It's very difficult to do this.
Look, we'll try. I now need to find out what's going on here. But it's Slinky Minx. They're Lays lifting me up. You're on Joy. It's Slinky Minx with Lift Me Up here on Joy 94.9. Michael here driving you home on this Monday afternoon. I think it's Monday. I'm not sure what day it is anymore. In the studio is Leo. He is a master mentalist. He's already made Leo and Leany a little bit scared, slightly scared, but it's okay. Leo is a friendly man.
I am very friendly.
Very friendly.
Very, very friendly. Very positive.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, throughout this last half an hour or so, there's been a lot going on in the studio, and you'll see it all online. Check out facebook.com/joy949 later on. However, Leo, you were asked before, just during that song there, about predicting things.
Predicting things. I sometimes predict things. I actually prepared something here. I don't know if people send us those cards.
We've got a couple. We don't have eight. Is that a problem?
No, we're good.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay.
So choose one of those cards. Tell me. Whatever you want. At the same time, can I borrow your phone for a second?
My phone?
Yeah.
Give it to me first.
Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm guessing you have a password.
That's not our stuff.
Do you have a password?
Yeah, I can.
That's okay. I know it.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Of course you do. You're an evil man.
Should you warn him?
I open it. I open it.
Yeah, just don't go through any photos. Believe me.
No, I'm not going for the photos.
Or any other app there you may.
No. I'm just going to go for the calculator.
That's fine.
I'm going to do it really, really quickly.
Yep. Do you want the cards?
No. Just keep it with you. Just close it. Let's do like this. Give me a two-digit number. Go.
83.
Right?
Yes.
And I go plus. And can you add another two digits? And you can say that. You can say it. You can. I can look. I've seen this trick before.
Okay.
98. And press plus. Now you keep adding two numbers and plus. Two numbers and plus. Two numbers and plus. Plus, plus, plus. Yeah, just go. Plus. Plus.
It's the trick one for
whatever you want. Whatever you want. Whatever you want. And the second you want to stop, you just stop. Whatever you want to stop, you just stop.
All right.
Stop. Divide that. Press divide.
Yeah.
To any number from 1 to 10.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
You got it? Fair enough?
Equals?
And equals. And what is the score?
what
is the score?
94.9.
Oh my God. What is the chance of that?
Our cosine.
There you go. Well done.
Wow.
Oh my God.
So clever.
What was the card that somebody sent you?
It was the Six of Hearts.
Six of Hearts. Was that a fair choice?
Yes.
Can I have this for a second? You were holding this from the beginning of the show. And inside here, this is kind of interesting. I'm going to do it very, very slowly. Right in the middle, there's only one card sticking out because it's upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there waiting for you all the time. Can you take it out? What's the chance that I... Yeah, take it out and show us.
Oh my goodness.
It is the Six of Hearts.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
And
me.
So this is not magic, is
that's
it?
It's not a magic trick.
It's
abilities. How about telling them?
Yes, look, Leo Suchard is in Melbourne right now. He will be at the Comedy Theatre on January 29 and 30. You can get all the details at Ticketmaster. And if you like his stuff, check him out at leosuchard.com.au. Or just, you know, you can also check our social media. We'll also link to Leo for you. It has been quite an experience.
Thank you very much. You're all welcome to come to the show and be blown away. It's going to be a combination of comedy, wonder, fun,
and not banging your hand on the wall and saying, how did he do it?
Just like we have been so far. Thank you to Leni and Leo as well.
Thank you for my victims today.
I'm in awe of your absolute wonderful skills. Thank you so much for sharing them.
Leo Suchard is here, well, was here on Drive. For all the photos, for the videos, go to joy.org.au. We'll show you where to get them from. Thank you, Leo.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Walk the Moon is next, right here on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.